Hello, you're listening to episode 18 of A Complete Abridged Record Collection, the internet podcast / radio broadcast, internet broadcast of the radio show where I play one song from every record in my record collection. Now, it's extremely boring and extremely self-obsessed, but I continue on this journey, episode 19. And to begin episode 19, something entirely obvious, something that somebody might call the hits. The band is, of course, the Sugar Hill Gang. That's right, we're in the S's of the stacks. And what else but the 1979 hit, Rapper's Delight? I feel like I'm outside of the mandate of college radio. We are, of course, at KSDT, University of California, San Diego. Not a real radio station. Yeah, that's right. I said it. But people need to realize that and embrace it. But an internet broadcasting station, the perfect sort of thing for archiving yourself, is a neglected internet radio station at university. I have learned this much in 19 episodes. Well, back on track. The Sugar Hill Gang. I have no idea when I actually bought this 12-inch single. Short version on one side, long version on the other side. But I do remember the first time I heard it was on the radio. CFUV 101.9. And then later that week, my good friend Luke Bradley and I watched Wild Style. Yeah, that's right. And later, much, much later on, I met the director of Wild Style. True story. So, you know, sure, it's a hit. Everyone's got a story. That's my story. It makes me think of being in grade 8, hanging out with my new friend Luke Bradley, who went on to be much more serious about old school, as they call it, hip hop. True story. So enjoy this.
Rubber to the boogity bang bang, the boogie to the boogity beat. Now what you hear is not a test, I'm rapping to the beat. And me, the groove, and my friends are gonna try to move your feet. You see, I am Wonder Mike, and I like to say hello. Up to the black, to the white, the red, and the brown, and the purple, and yellow. But first, I gotta bang bang, the boogie to the boogie, say up jump the boogie to the bang bang boogie, let's rock. You don't stop, rock the rhythm that'll make your body rock. Well, so far you've heard my voice, but I brought two friends along. And next on the mic is my man Hank. Come on, Hank, sing that song.
Check it out. Well, I'm Imp the Dimp, the ladies pimp. The women fight for my delight. But I'm the grand master with the three MCs that shock the house for the young ladies. And when you come inside into the front, you do the freak spank or do the bump. And when the sucker MCs try to prove a point with Trent's trio, or when the serious joiner from sun to sun and from day to day, I sit down and write a brand new rhyme. Because they say that miracles never cease. I've created a devastating masterpiece. I'm gonna rock the mic so you can't resist. Everybody, I say it goes like this. While I was coming home late one dark afternoon, reporter stopped me for an interview. She said she's heard stories and she's heard fables that are vicious on the mic and the turntable. This young reporter I did adore, so I rocked the vicious rhyme like I never did before. She said, damn fly guy, I'm in love with you. The Casanova legend must have been true. I said, by the way, baby, what's your name? Said I go by the name Lois Lane. And you can be my boyfriend, you surely can. Just let me quit my boyfriend called Superman. I said, he's a fairy, I do suppose, flying through the air and pantyhose. He may be very sexy or even cute, but he looks like a sucker in a blue and red suit. I said, you need a man who's got finesse and his whole name across his chest. He may be able to fly all through the night, but can he rock a party till the early light? He can't satisfy you with his little worm, but I can bust you out with my super sperm. I go do it, I go do it, I go do it, do it, do it. And I'm here, and I'm there. I'm Big Bang Hank, I'm everywhere. Just throw your hands up in the air and party harder like you just don't care. Let's do it. Don't stop, y'all. Take a talk, y'all. You don't stop. Go hotel, motel. What you gonna do today? Someone get a fly girl, gonna get some spank and drive off in a death OJ. Everybody go hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. You see, if your girl starts acting up, then you take a friend. I say skip, dive, what can I say? I can't fit them all inside my OJ, so I just take half and bust them out. I give the rest to Master G so he can shock the house.
I said a M-A-S, a T-E-R, a G with a double E. I said I go by the unforgettable name of the man they call a Master G. Well, my name is known all over the world by all the foxy ladies and the pretty girls. I'm going down in history as the baddest rapper that ever could be. Now I'm feeling the highs and you're feeling the lows. The beat starts getting into your toe. You start popping your fingers and stomping your feet and moving your body while you're sitting and you're sitting. Then damn, you start doing the freak. I said bam, I ride it out of your seat. Then you throw your hands high in the air. You rock it to the rhythm, shake your dairy. Air. You're rocking to the beat without a care. Cruise the short shot MCs for the affair. Now I'm not as tall as the rest of the gang, but I rap to the beat just the same. I got a little face and a pair of blind eyes. All I'm here to do, ladies, is hypnotize. Singing on and on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. I sing it on and on and on and on and on. Like a hot butter, pop, the pop, the pop, give it, give it, pop, the pop, pop. You don't dare stop, but come alive, y'all. Give me what you got. I guess by now you can take a hunch and find that I am the baby of the bunch, but that's okay. I still keep in stride, cause all I'm here to do is just a wiggle your behind. Sing it on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. Sing it on and on and on and on and on. Rock, rock, yo, throw it on the floor. I'm gonna freak you here, I'm gonna freak you there. I'm gonna move you out of this atmosphere, cause I'm one of a kind and I'll shock your mind. I put the jig, jig, jiggles in your behind. I say the 1, 2, 3, 4, come on, girls, get on the floor. Come alive, y'all, give me what you got, cause I'm guaranteed to make you rock. I said 1, 2, 3, 4, tell me, Wonder Mike, what are you waiting for?
Said a hip, hop, the hippie to the hippie, the hip, hip, a hopper, you don't stop, rock it to the bang, bang, the boogie, say up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie beat. Well, skittle a bebop, we rock a Scooby-Doo, and guess what, America, we love you, cause you rock and roll with us so much so, you can rock till you're 101 years old. I don't mean to brag, I don't mean to boast, but we're like hot butter on a breakfast toast. Rock it out, a baby bubba, baby bubba to the boogie, bang, bang, the boogie to the beat. It's so unique, come on everybody and dance to the beat. Have you ever went over a friend's house to eat and the food just ain't no good? I mean the macaroni soggy, the peas all mushed and the chicken tastes like wood. So you try to play it off like you think you can by saying that you're full. And then your friend says, mama, he's just being polite, he ain't finished, oh that's bull. So your heart starts pumping and you think of a lie and you say that you already ate. And your friend says, man, there's plenty of food, so he piles some more on your plate. But while the sticky food's steaming, your mind starts to dream of the moment it's time to leave. And then you look at your plate and your chicken slowly rotting into something that looks like cheese. Oh, so you say, that's it, I got to leave this place, I don't care what these people think. I'm just sitting here making myself nauseous with this ugly food that stinks. Oh, so you bust out the door while it's still closed, still sick from the food you ate. And then you run to the store for quick relief from a bottle of K.O. Pectate. And then you call your friend 2 weeks later to see how he has been. And he says, I understand about the food, babe, but we're still friends. With the hip, hop, the hippie to the hippie, the hip, hip, the hoppy, you don't stop, the rocker to the bang, bang, boogie, say up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie beat.
Thank you.
Well, a relaxing number there by a band from Sooke, British Columbia, Canada. No, wait. That's totally incorrect. The band is not from Sooke, British Columbia, Canada. The record, the physical record itself, I purchased in Sooke, British Columbia, Canada, on a trip there with my good friend Kim Shamu. And possibly others, but I think it was just the two of us going out to China Beach on New Year's Day, or possibly New Year's Eve Day. A tradition that has withstood a few years. Will it withstand forever? Who knows? But we stopped at this music store, and Sooke is a very small town. The music store there sells instruments and records. And this record looked kind of cool. And it's just sort of one of these electronic instrumental jam records from the mid-70s. So it is sort of cool. That was pretty much bang-on approximation. The band itself, though, from Vancouver, Canada, and called Syrinx. And it's their self-titled LP on the True North label. And before that, we listened to, of course, Rapper's Delight by the Sugar Hill Gang. And, you know, I first heard it on the radio, and that's true. And I was thinking, you know, by today's standards, not a very obscure song at all for someone, say, in grade 8 to hear on the radio. Not the radio, but on the internet, you could learn everything you need to know about early hip-hop in, I'm going to say, 2.5 hours. You could probably hear all the key jams, and I don't know. I'm just saying, it was a big deal. It was it's a great song. It was a pretty big deal when I first heard it. So moving on, let's just move on, shall we? Coming up next, a band that I heard the first time when I was in first year university. I went to their, I think it was like around Christmas time, I went to see them play at this loft in Chinatown in Montreal. Chinatown in Montreal is kind of a joke. It's like 2 blocks long. But a pretty amazing loft, I have to admit. And when I think back on it now, I'm kind of thinking, what am I doing with my life? I've never achieved that loft status. Shouldn't be too difficult. I just don't know why my priorities haven't been in the right order. The guys from Stars were, of course, on it. And so this is a record I purchased at that show. Stars, their first EP called The Stars Are Out Tonight. And it was definitely one of the first times I ever saw a band play sample-based electronic music with live instruments. And I also remember having an amazing time at that show with my good friends Tim and Katie, John Powell. Remember the good times. Felt crazy. It felt crazy to hang out in that loft in Chinatown watching Stars play. True story. Yeah.
Die Katzen springen, die Vögel fliegen, die Hunde bellen, die Ziegen fliehen. Wenn du mit deinem Automobil angefahren kommst, falls ich wieder das schaff, du rast durch die Landschaft, bremst niemals und verdrehst den Hals, nur um dich im Rückspiegel zu bewundern. Sofort im vierten Gang, beide Füße aufs Gas, du siehst dir den Wald an und rufst und lachst, wenn du mit deinem Automobil angefahren kommst. Du lachst, weiß nicht, was du machst. Der Motor wird heiß, es lässt dich kalt. Ob bergab oder bergauf, du drückst aufs Pedal. Die Polizei pfeift, du pfeifst drauf, egal. Das Vehikel darf, du siehst nichts vor dir. Der Auspuff knallt, welch ein Krach. Wenn du mit deinem Automobil angefahren kommst. Da oben hängen an der Stoßstange tote Bienen an der Windschutzscheibe. Wenn du mit deinem Automobil angefahren kommst, hinter deinen Reifen, es ist nicht zum Lachen, hinterlässt du Leichen, Blutlachen, in denen Federn, Haare, Gedärme schwimmen. Große Pfützen voller Hundepfoten, Geruch der Gänse und Katzenschwänze. Wenn du mit deinem Automobil angefahren kommst,
Stereo Total there from their My Melody album, a track called Dund und dein Automobil. My favorite trilingual band, and I once met them, true story. Them, Quintron, Miss Pussycat, and a little gentleman that comes around here pretty often called Hanway Truff, all in the same room. And, man, there's so much more to that story than I could be telling, but don't want to drone on and on. I will say it was one of the greatest nights of my life, though. How about that? And before that, we listened to Stars, a band I also saw a few times. Not sure if I talked to them too many times. They're kind of intimidating dudes. But I did once go to see them in Boston, Massachusetts, Cambridge, Massachusetts, actually, and I got off the T, as they call it, the metro, and I didn't know which way the club was. I knew the street, but I didn't know the number. So I asked somebody, and they told me the wrong way. And I started walking towards the wrong way. And I walked past this record store that I later bought an Isley Brothers records at, that I later played on, like, episode 13 of this radio show, a complete abridged record collection. The internet podcast / MP3 archived thing, where I play one song from every record from my record collection. And coming up next, The Shadows, a band that I first bought a really fancy reissue CD of, one of the first CDs I ever bought, and later bought some cheapo records of, but not always easy to find a cheapo Shadows record. They do represent the kind of safe mediocrity that I have embraced throughout my entire life, i.e. they are the British Ventures, and here is them doing a appropriately enough, a song that The Ventures made popular, Perfidia.
Thank you.
Certainly does bring back the memories. That is a band called The Truth About Angels, and I'm not sure if that synthesizer sounded familiar, but that is a synthesizer that later went on to be the core of a little band from Victoria, BC, Canada called Hot Hot Heat. True story. The band before, The Truth About Angels, a little bit apocalyptic, bombastic, and all those other words. The song we listened to was called Informant to the Time Police, and I have to admit, some of my favorite people ever were in that band, including, I believe, Brad Kirishima, who to this day is probably one of the most handsome men in Victoria, BC. True story. Continuing along the similar lines is this next record, a record by another sort of heavier, darker band of British Columbia. This time, not quite as obscure as The Truth About Angels, a little more well-known, in fact, I might even say canonical, band of Vancouver. The band is Submission Hold, and the album is Waiting for Another Monkey to Throw the First Brick. Yeah, you get the idea. What can I say about them? They were one of those bands that they had a kid, and the kid would run around at the shows with like big ear muffs on and probably grew up to be really well adjusted. And I really always liked them as a band, even though the music is definitely a little too dark for me. For many reasons, mainly because they just were rad people and everything they stood for was, let's say, good. Okay, just conceptually, on paper, or in banter in between songs, great. And so we're going to listen to a track from one of their records, a song called Last Surviving Crocodile. Kind of melded into the other tracks here, but I will do my best to give you the complete story of a band called Submission Hold.
I met a man with a
a band called the Sons of Hercules, and that's a record that I bought actually here in San Diego, California, the location that I'm at now, possibly still at the time that you're listening to this at, although who knows? Who knows? The non-linearity of the podcast. This record I bought at the infamous Tang Records that was a beachfront record store. The worst idea. You could tell that it's going to be a terrible record store when they decided to put it on literally open to the beach. So all the records were like salty and destroyed and totally disgusting. But I randomly bought a whole bunch of records. I was in the ninth grade and here on a school trip, went a little crazy. And this was one of them. I don't know why I bought a record by the Sons of Hercules, but I will tell you one thing. When I got home and listened to it, I didn't think it was that great, and I basically have not listened to it since then. Basically, let's just say 10 to 15 years, something like that, since I've last listened to this record. But when I do look at the cover, I think of that trip we had, all the great times. My good friend Duncan Gidney, we were sharing a room. We made like toast using the coffee, two coffee machines. We put hangers in the bed, so when Craig went to jump into bed, he actually jumped on a pile full of hangers and hurt himself very badly. That was hilarious. We had just watched, like, before leaving on the trip, we had literally watched the night before Hardcore Logo. So we were making lots of Hardcore Logo jokes the whole time. It was probably one of the best trips of my life. So, terrible record, not very good music. Great memories, though. Great memories. Coming up next, Lookout Records record number 167. The band is Squirt Gun, from 1996. A great year for music. Was it a great year for Lookout? Perhaps. I don't remember. All I know is there's like four. There's four price tags on this record, and the final one is 99 cents. So that would be probably why I bought it. And a growing love of the mid Lookout Records catalog. Greg Ellerman and I actually once had a pop punk band that strove to be everything that this record is. Even though I'm not that familiar with it, it still warms my heart a little bit. So here we go, Squirt Gun and a song called So Cool. We'll be right back. Well, that's Steve Miller and a song called Roll With It. The Steve Miller Band from their Children of the Future LP, Amazing Gatefold. Just another one of those cases of me giving a major label band a big try. And it's an all right record, a little too bluesy for me. Yeah, I know. You think I would say that? It's kind of a weird thing to say, but it's true. And I bought that, let's say, a couple years ago. I don't really know. Relatively recent acquisition. And before that, we listened to Squirt Gun, a classic Lookout Records pop punk album. Not so classic in my repertoire, but an era that I love. A song called So Cool. Coming up next here, episode 19, 18, 19? I've forgotten already. It's like taking a shower. Halfway through the shower, I can't remember if I've washed my hair or not, because I've done it so many times. Coming up next is a band called The Stars at My Desk, and the album is called Come to Paris, and I'll Show You My Penis, True Story. And I bought this in Paris, France, mainly because of the amazing art, cover art, and the controversial name. I think it came with a photo inside of it. It has all these crazy cutout pieces of paper. The cover is made out of tape and paper, and it has some audio tape taped to the cover as well, in a random pattern. All these things I can appreciate, and you know, when I played that Sons of Hercules song a few songs back, that was me, a young man in San Diego, randomly buying a record because I kind of liked the cover. And this is me many years later, still a young man, and still occasionally, a lot less frequently, randomly buying a record. Because I'd been burned so many times by the likes of the Sons of Hercules. And, well, here we are with possibly another burn. Too early to tell. This was only a year ago. The Stars at My Desk.
Money ain't right. Mine is so much easier. Be what you are, my friend, and live the life.
Just because you made me child, attend some private school, you try to send yours, knowing all the time you're really not able to. Don't try to live like a king, yeah, on a poor man's pay. That's one reason there's so many people are hurting today. No,
I'm not trying to tell you how to do it. I'm only saying put some power into it. Be what you are, my friend, and live the life. Be what you are.
Singers and a song called Be What You Are, a song that advocates fiscal responsibility. That's what that song is about. Amazing. Incredible. But it also not just about living beyond your means, but I think, you know, talking beyond your means. For instance, where did I get that record from? I bought it in I can't remember the store, but I know why I bought it. Because I was heavily into the vocal music, you know, beyond the Beach Boys. And I actually searched for recommendations beyond the Zombies, beyond the Left Bank, beyond the Swingle Singers, and beyond the Free Design. And I turned to a resource that is destroying the adventure, the internet. It's true. the famous I Love Music message board, home to Momus and John Darnell, the Mountain Goats. It's true. These are all true things. Matmos. I'm not even lying. Ned Raggett of Gang Wizard and the University of California, Irvine, librarian, LA resident, internet megastar. All were a part of that, and they recommended I check out the Staple Singers. Not really the psychedelic arrangements I was looking for, but a song about fiscal responsibility. And for that, I can appreciate this record. Well, to finish off today's episode, I have this pretty amazing duo called Shawi from Quebec, Canada, and an album of two guitars, two voices, the thing from 1981, and also, most importantly, basically ungoogleable at the time of purchase. I haven't checked in the last couple years, but I bought this from the famous Junk Barn, End of the Blue Line, and thought it was going to be a hit, and it's a pretty crazy record. The song we're going to listen to is Chanson pour un petit oiseau. You decide yourself. You decide yourself if this is a lost great hit. This has been another episode of A Complete Abridged Record Collection, the radio show where I play one song from every record in my record collection and tell you about me. In other words, the self-archive. And you can actually check out past episodes at selfarchive.blogspot.com. The most self-obsessed repository of yours truly. Thank you for listening, and enjoy.
L'autre soir, alors que je rentrais chez moi, j'avais le cafard, sans savoir trop pourquoi. Pourtant fatigué, je ne pouvais pas dormir, car dans mes pensées, ça n'arrête pas de courir. Thank you. chercher ma guitare. Voûté comme par magie, je me laisse emporter par les mélodies qui chantent et dansent dans mon ventre, faisant rire à mon cœur. La musique me délivre, j'ai déjà oublié mon ennui. La nuit m'enchante et m'inspire.
Okay, everyone. Hello. Hello, hello. You are tuned into KSDT Radio, and this is Dr. A's Spices and Herbs, which is every Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m., and I am your DJ, Gwen. So, today's an interesting day. The weather's been really crazy lately, and it kind of sounds kind of lame, but I feel like it's kind of reflective of my mood. Yesterday was really dark and gloomy, and today's kind of windy and chaotic almost. I don't know, I've had a lot on my mind lately. So I'm gonna try to play some chill music today and just sit here and relax. It's something that I haven't been doing lately. So I'm gonna do it for this hour, and it'll probably be the only time for the rest of the week when I will be doing that. But thanks for tuning in. I'm gonna get started today with, I don't know, it'll be a surprise. I don't even know, just stay tuned.